Carl Bernstein, does it, you know, we were talking about before the break about how this is Donald Trump's party, how this was Donald Trump's event. I mean, does it surprise you the extent to which how much the Republican Party has embraced this sort of economic nationalism?
Well, I think two things are happening. The base of his victory have embraced it, and we're watching at CPAC a narcissistic demagogue even going farther with his message of anger and with his message of exclusion. While on Capitol Hill, what is happening, he is scaring the hell out of a lot of movement conservatives and a lot of senators and congressmen who worry about his stability and are well aware that he is presenting all of this in a fact-free universe. There's great concern on Capitol Hill. I'm sure that others on this broadcast can attest to that. And so we're heading in two different directions. There is some real skepticism in his own party in Washington about his approach and whether he really is a president who knows what he's doing, while at the same time he's energizing those who brung him to the dance. But it's a really ugly mood as well.